Macmillan Audio presents Florence Foster Jenkins, The Inspiring Story of the World's Worst Singer by Nicholas Martin and Jasper Rees. Read for you by Catherine Kelgren.
Prologue. On the evening of Wednesday, October 25th, 1944, 2,000 people were shut out of Carnegie Hall. Crowded onto the New York City sidewalk, some waved $20 bills in an effort to persuade their way in, even though the most expensive tickets, long since sold out, officially cost $3. They could only watch as Cole Porter walked through the doors of the most hallowed concert hall in America, there to be joined by the superstar soprano Lily Pons and the queen of burlesque, Gypsy Rose Lee. Some say they saw Tallulah Bankhead swan in, too. The old hall also swarmed with journalists, eager to witness a phenomenon. The night before, Frank Sinatra was on the same stage at an election rally in support of President F.D. Roosevelt. The night after, the New York Philharmonic Orchestra performed under the baton of Artur Rozhinsky. But on October 25th, it was the turn of Florence Foster Jenkins.